Hello, everyone. It's Bill Thompson, T-Bill, and welcome to Plain Market Talk, where I will provide a straightforward interpretation and analysis of current market news based on my background as a retired Wall Street stockbroker with almost 50 years of experience. And I will also provide business lessons to help you become much more successful with your personal finance, trading, and investments. So let's get started. Hey everyone, it's Bill Thompson, T-Bill. Welcome to Plain Market Talk. Today's Wednesday, November 17, 2021. Okay, so today we're going to learn about the third of the stock market indices, the NASDAQ Composite, and we've got some market news to talk about. Okay, right now it's 11:43 in the morning Eastern Time, and markets are flat, not too much going on. We have the Dow Jones Industrial Average down 0.5%, S&P 500 down 0.1%, and NASDAQ Composite up 0.03%. Okay, so first of all, in last time's session, I talked about four big companies reporting earnings: Walmart, Target, Home Depot, and Lowe's. All four have now released their numbers, and all four did fairly well in the third quarter, and they did actually beat the consensus expectations. However, they are going in different directions. We have Home Depot and Lowe's going up, Walmart and Target going down. So what's going on there? Okay, so what happens during these earnings release? These companies' top executives, they not only talk about what just happened, but they talk about their forecast for the upcoming quarter. Now, the fourth quarter, months of October, November, December. Okay, so Walmart and Target basically announced they expect their sales numbers to be pretty good for the fourth quarter, but they expect higher expenses coming from two areas. One is higher labor costs. Now, what's happened due to the labor shortage in the United States, these companies, as well as many others, are having to pay their existing workers time and a half overtime, as opposed to trying to just hire more people. They just can't hire them, so they got to pay their existing workers time and a half overtime. So that's obviously a higher expense. And they also have higher expenses related to shipping. Due to the shipping backlog, companies are having to come up with all kinds of other ways to get their products moved around, and they're having to pay higher shipping costs. And so both Walmart and Target basically said they're just bottom line going to eat that short term. They're not going to pass on these higher costs to their consumers and raise their prices. See, the problem with doing that is these are temporary increases in expenses, even though they may last several months. These temporary labor shortages and also the shipping backlogs. And the problem is, if they raise their prices, they may start driving their customers over to Amazon and other companies. It's going to be hard to get them back. So they've made the decision, you know what, we'll try to keep our prices more or less where they are now, at least as much as we can. And we'll just eat those higher costs for now, which obviously cuts into short-term profits. So what's happened since Walmart released its earnings yesterday? Its stock is down 1.5%, and Target released this morning down 5%. Okay, Home Depot and Lowe's also announced that they have better than expected earnings, but they're saying their fourth quarters are looking good. What's happening is they are also paying the higher labor cost and higher shipping. However, that has been being more than compensated by people buying stuff for home improvement. A lot of people have bought new homes over the last few months. I mean, it's new to them at least. The home may be several years old, and they're spending quite a bit at Home Depot and Lowe's, basically improving their homes. So Home Depot stock is actually up 6.5% since its earnings release yesterday, and Lowe's is up about 1.5%. So we got good earnings numbers there. All right, so we got that going on. Now, moving on, the Staples Center in Los Angeles, very famous arena, home to the Los Angeles Lakers NBA team, Los Angeles Clippers, NHL's hockey team, Los Angeles Kings. Grammy Awards are done for there, lots of events. They announced that they are changing their name. They have sold their naming rights to the company Crypto.com, cryptocurrency company. 20-year deal, $700 million. So I guess it's going to be called the Crypto.com Center going forward. All right, so that's going to be tough. I'm used to calling it the Staples Center. All right, so we have that. Netflix has always been fairly secretive about their viewership, you know, exactly what are the numbers for their various shows. Well, now they've gone to total opposite. Now they're releasing everything. They've got this Netflix top 10 site now. So if you're interested, the website's top10.netflix.com. So that's top, by the way, with a one and a zero after it. So top10.netflix.com. Refer it that way. And yeah, they're listing. I'm looking at this thing right now. They got their movies, top most viewed movies for the week. They've got it broken down by country. They've got lots of stuff here. I guess TV shows that are on here. And I'm just scrolling through this thing. And wow, they've gone the complete opposite now. So, but anyway, if you're interested, what is being viewed on Netflix? Again, Netflix, it's top10.netflix.com. All right. So we got that news out there. Okay, Apple. Apple has announced now that starting early next year, it says here iPhone users will be able to repair their own devices. Basically, what's going on there, it's always been a controversy. You know, if you have an iPhone, you want to get it fixed. If you want the official parts, you basically had to go through Apple, but Apple's now going to make these parts available so you can fix it yourself or obviously bring it to somebody who can fix it for you. They have been under, them and a lot of companies, a lot of regulatory pressure on this, feel that they might be creating an unfair market to consumers by making them go directly to the company. So this is probably to head off some of that. So it says here they're going to start this early next year. We'll have more than 200 parts and tools available at launch. And I guess they're going to have the instructions how to do it on their website. They said, our repair program will initially be available for iPhone 12 and 13 users, but we'll expand to Mac computers using Apple's new M1 chip. All right, so it's a start. It's a start. Also, some other news on Apple. There's increasing indications they may be getting close to releasing their virtual reality headset. It would probably be next year, but there's a lot of indications coming out, everything from a lot of patents being filed all of a sudden, and just information. Facebook, soon to be changing their name to Meta, they've had a lot of success with the Oculus Quest 2 headset because you don't have to plug it in. And so Apple is coming with their own virtual reality headset. So we have that also. One other thing, and then we'll talk about the NASDAQ. Oh, got a couple of things here. Sorry, I'm going to talk about Rivian and going to talk about housing starts and then onto the NASDAQ composite. Okay. So Department of Commerce announced that housing starts has unexpectedly fell in October, 0.7%, but building permits went up. All right, so nothing earth-shattering there. Sometimes housing starts, you know, how many just new homes are being built, start being built in a month. That can be affected by weather, obviously. Anybody that's ever worked in construction or knows somebody in construction knows you can obviously not work on certain days due to weather. And I'm guessing they also are having supply issues like everybody else. So that might have been that. But the fact that the permits are up is actually a pretty good sign. Another day, I'll talk all about housing. It basically, there's so many industries affected by housing. I read a number once, any one house that's built, like 275 people have jobs in all these different industries. So we'll talk about that another day. All right, the last thing before we talk about the NASDAQ composite is Rivian. Okay, symbol RIVN. This is the electric truck company that went public last week and what was described as the biggest public offering since Facebook. Okay, well, that stock has gone up day after day after day. Saw a number that somebody said they think it's the most consecutive days for an initial a public offering stock in stock market history. I'd have to check that. But anyway, but that may be because even when they shoot up, investors tend to take the profits and move on. But Rivian came out at $78 a share. And right now it is at $144 a share, which is still obviously good, but down 16.4%. So it is down, it looks like the first day since it started trading. All right, so probably nothing earth-shattering there. But that does lead me into something. On some upcoming sessions, I'm going to talk more about trading strategies. And one thing I'm going to specifically cover, I'll be covering a lot of buy strategies, but investing strategies. also the art and science of selling. There is an art and a science. How do you sell an investment? How and when do you sell an investment? Ever since I started out as a stockbroker way back, I got involved in the industry in 1975. Basically, we've always been told it's not what you make, it's what you keep. So I am going to be covering that on some upcoming sessions. All right. So let's talk about the NASDAQ composite. Well, first of all, what is NASDAQ? All right, so here's how it worked. Back in the day, you had stocks that traded on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange, also the old American Stock Exchange. We used to have Amex. But then you had companies that weren't big enough to trade on an exchange floor. And so the way those worked, you'd actually walk into a brokerage firm and you'd walk up to the counter and there'd be a clipboard with a fairly recent price for these company stocks, which could even be a few days old. Anyway, you'd look at it at the counter, and if you wanted to buy or sell one of these stocks, assuming you had, you know, or had an account at a brokerage firm, you told the person at the counter how many shares you wanted to buy and so forth. And then they would call it to the back. So those are called over-the-counter stocks, OTCs. And what they would do, they'd call it to the back, and one of their people in the back, called market makers, what they would do is they would then call three other brokerage firms that traded that stock. And each brokerage firm committed to the price they gave them for 5 minutes. And then what you would do is you'd call back the one that gave you the best price to complete the trade. Very tedious. Well, in 1971, these brokerage firms figured out how to do this by linking their computers together. Now, investments are called securities. Brokerage firms are called security dealers. They have their own association, National Association of Security Dealers, NASD. And they called this system the automatic quotation system, quotations of prices. So the full name of their system is the National Association Security Dealers Automatic Quotations, better known as NASDAQ. Everybody just calls it NASDAQ. All right, so what the NASDAQ composite is, there's 2,800 stocks that trade on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange, about 3,300 that trade on NASDAQ. On a side note, back in the day, New York Stock Exchange companies had one, two, or three letters in their symbol. NASDAQ companies had four letters. And that's mostly how it still works, but there's a few exceptions. All right. So what the NASDAQ is, 3,300 stocks there. It's an index of all 3,300 companies. It started out at an arbitrary number of 100 back in 1971. And so what the NASDAQ is at right now, to give you an idea, it's at almost 16,000, 15,978. So it's grown quite a bit over the years. All right, so what it is, it's made up of 3,300 stocks that trade on NASDAQ. And many of these stocks also trade, like, you know, Apple on also the, it trades on the S&P 500, or like Microsoft, New York Stock Exchange, Dow Jones Industrial Average, on all three of the indices. All right, anyway, back to our stuff. It, like the S&P 500, it is a market capitalization weighted index. Market capitalization, number of shares of stock a company has outstanding times the current market price. I mentioned on the last session that of the 500 companies in the S&P 500, the top 10 account for 28% of the total value. All right, with the NASDAQ composite, of the 3,300 companies that are there, the top 100 are actually 90% of its total value. So we tend to concentrate on the NASDAQ 100, and there are some various indices measures on that also. All right, so what investors generally do with the NASDAQ is a lot of them trade the top 100, and that actually is what's known as a closed-end investment trust, known as the triple Qs. It trades under the symbol QQQ, queen, queen, queen. And I'll talk more about that another day. Today's just generally an introduction. But the thing about the NASDAQ composite, it's the most volatile of these three market indices. To give you an idea, this thing shot up. I remembered it shot up to 5,000 during the dot-com bubble of, you know, the late 90s. I think it hit a level of 5,000 like by February 2000. And then it lost 78% of its value over the next 2 years. You know, it was down 78% from its high. And then took quite a number of years to claw its way back. And so eventually it did make it back, and today's at a level of almost 16,000. So that's just a very general introduction. There are other stock market indices I'll talk about on future sessions, Russell 2000. There's many others. And we'll talk about trading strategies, index investing, reverse index investing. You invest in something that goes opposite of the markets, or twice as much up, twice as much down, called leveraged index investing. There's just all kinds of stuff. But that'll be for upcoming sessions. Again, Bill Thompson, T-Bell, hope this stuff is helping. And I'll talk to everybody again soon. Take care. See ya.